请我们翻到《使徒行传》。
Let us turn to Acts.
使徒行传第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
我们读第二十节。
Acts chapter 3 verse 20。
主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。
And that he may send Jesus, the Christ, appointed for you.
天必留他，等到万物复兴的时候，就是神从创世以来，借着圣先知的口所说的。
Whom heaven must receive until the period of restoration of all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from ancient time.
这里告诉我们说，在主回来以前，
Here we see that before the Lord's return,
天要留他，
the heavens must receive him.
天留他到什么时候呢？
Until when?
就是万物复兴的时候。
Until the restoration of all things.
所以我们的主回来的时候，就是万物复兴的时候。
When our Lord returns, that is when we see the restoration of all
things. 什么叫做万物复兴？
What does it mean, restoration of all things?
就是天上和地上所有的在基督里要同归于尽。
And that is the gathering together in one all things in Christ, which are in heaven and which are on earth.
我们再来看罗马书第八章。
Let us also turn to Romans chapter 8.
第十九节
Verse 19.
受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来。
For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God.
因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。
For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but because of him who subjected it.
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
And hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now.
这里说到的是宇宙的叹息。
Here we speak of the groanings of the universe.
二十三节
Verse 23.
不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body.
这里的叹息是圣徒的叹息。
Here we find the groanings of the saints.
前面说到宇宙的叹息。
Before we saw the groanings of the universe.
现在说到圣徒的叹息。
Now we see the groanings of the saints.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。
And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness.
我们本不晓得当怎样祷告。
For we do not know how to pray as we should.
只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息。
But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
这里的叹息是圣灵的叹息。
The groaning here is the groaning of the Spirit.
万物的叹息。
We have the groaning of the all things.
圣徒的叹息。
We have the groanings of the saints.
圣灵的叹息。
And we have the groanings of the Spirit.
我们知道就是这一段的圣经。
We know that this passage here
告诉我们说我们既然明白了神的旨意
tells us that since we know the eternal purpose of God,
永远神的旨意
God's eternal purpose
接着以弗所第一章
through Ephesians 1
神在他自己里面定了一个旨意
that in him he had a purpose
在日期满足的时候要叫天上和地上所有的在基督里同归于尽
in the fullness of times might gather together in one all things in Christ
第三章告诉我们说神在基督里面定了个旨意。
And in chapter 3, it shows us that in Christ, God established a purpose.
借着教会要叫执政掌权的得知神百般的智慧。
So that he can express the manifold wisdom towards rulers and authorities.
我们前两个晚上我们已经说到这两面。
We spoke of these in the past two evenings.
那今天晚上我们也特别说到，因为圣经里面就三个地方讲得最清楚什么是永远，神永远的旨意。
As we mentioned, there are three places that speak the clearest about the eternal purpose of God.
那今天等一等我们要来看我们怎么能够达到神永远的旨意。
So we want to cover how can we attain to the eternal purpose of God.
我们怎么样根据神的旨意来侍奉他。
How can we serve him according to his eternal purpose?
最后神能够达到他自己的目的。
So that he can gain his ultimate goal.
所以罗马书第八章是非常重要的。
So Romans chapter 8 is extremely important.
当我们继续来解释这些重要的真理以前，
Before we start explaining this very important truth,
我想关于昨天晚上的信息，我要再做一点很简单的补充。
So I want to actually fill up what I missed yesterday evening.
那其中有三点我要稍微提一下。
There are three points that I want to mention.
第一点就是昨天晚上我们用那个短片给大家看见那个万物的，听见万物的叹息。
Last evening we ended with a video clip showing the groanings of the creation.
你就知道说原来有一个星球比太阳还要大，重两倍到三倍的。
We saw a star that was heavier than the sun 2 to 3 times.
慢慢慢慢它衰老了。
Slowly it became old.
等到它快走到它最后的一段旅程的时候。
As it was reaching its last stage.
它这个星球慢慢缩缩缩缩，就变成像雨降纽约Manhattan 那么大的，就那么大的一个星。
So that star started to shrink and it shrunk to the point of the size of Manhattan.
那么这个星叫做中子星，结果它就会发出信号来。
And this star became a neutron star and it could send out signals.
因为它会转，所以它就发出信号来。
And because it turns, it sends out signals.
那个信号是周期性的。
And these signals are periodic. They have.
所以昨天在短片里面，大家大概对那个中子星。到底这个星到了最要死亡的时候大概是什么样的情况。
So in the video clip we could see the dying star.
但是我们要特别提醒弟兄姊妹一下，
But we do want to remind brothers and sisters,
如果我们要讲求精确性的话，
If we want to be more accurate,
那昨天晚上我们给大家看见那个最后那个中子星的情形，
The picture that we showed yesterday of that neutron star,
严格说来如果你看到那样一个形态的中子星，
So strictly speaking, that type of neutron star,
它的周期是很短的。
His signals, the intervals are actually very small.
所以发出信号来像放鞭炮一样。
So the actual signal from a star like that would sound like firecrackers.
你还以为中国人过春节。
It's as if they're going through the Chinese New Year.
那个声音就是放鞭炮的声音。
It's like sending out firecrackers.
但是呢，我们为着让弟兄姊妹有印象。
But so brothers and sisters can have an impression.
所以我们用了那个镜头。
So we use that picture.
但是呢，大家后来听到最后的那个声音。
But the last signals that you, the signals that you heard at the end.
你看一个声音到另外一个声音稍微长一点。
You knew that the interval between the sounds was longer.
那个的的确确就是中子星发出来的信号。
That is a signal sent out by a neutron star.
但是因为中子星转的速度不一样。
But the turning is slower than the one we saw in the
picture. 有的像放鞭炮一样。
Some are sounds like firecrackers.
有的就像昨天我们大家所听到的，好像走步，慢慢慢慢一步的就走了。
And some sounds like what we heard yesterday. Slowly, it ends up.
虽然那个图片跟声音配不起来。
Even though the signal and the actual picture were not the same.
但那个声音是真的声音。
But it is a real signal.
那就是宇宙传来的那个。
This is a signal, the groaning of creation.
保罗说到宇宙的叹息。
When Paul spoke of the groanings of creation,
万物的叹息。
The creation's groaning.
因为它浮在虚空底下。
Because it is under futility.
它受了败坏的辖制。
It is under the slavery to corruption.
因为这个宇宙渐渐的老了。
Because this universe is aging.
那么科学家们第一次能够从科学仪器里面看到了那个万物的叹息。
And then scientists for the very first time through their instruments were able to hear the groanings of creation.
当一个星球到了它最后一段的时候，
When the star is about to reach its last stage,
就好像老人到了最后的一个路程。
It was just like an old man reaching his last stage.
结果有一个信号，
Then a signal is sent.
那个信号就是昨天晚上我们所听见的。
So that signal is what we heard last evening.
这是第一点，我简单说明一下。
So I just wanted to explain that.
那第二点，我昨天说过，我们的主来到地上。
The second point I'd like to explain is when our Lord came.
因为既然神的旨意是要叫万有在基督里同归于。
Since God's purpose is for the heading up of all things in Him.
因为天跟地脱节了。
Because heaven and earth have been disconnected.
因为人跟神脱节了。
Because man and God have been disconnected.
罪进进到这个世界。
Sin has entered the world.
死自然也进到这个世界。
Death also enters the world.
在罪跟死之中间有病有老。
So between sin and death, you have disease, you have aging.
所以当我们看见这种情形的时候
So when we see this condition,
我们就要问说谁能够拯救我们
We have to ask, who can save us?
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
我们的主要做我们的救主
The Lord wants to be our Savior.
罪叫我们离开神不知道有多远
Sin keeps us apart, so far apart from our Lord.
现在我们的主要做一个工作
But the Lord is going to do a work.
当他定十字架的时候
When he was crucified,
一手拉住我们的手
On one hand, he grabbed our hand.
一手拉住神的手
The other hand, he grabbed God's hand.
结果他在十字架上叫我们能够与神和
And on the cross, he reconciled us to God.
所以我们知道这是基督的工作
We know this is the work of Christ.
但是这里不光是人跟神脱节的问题
But here is not just a matter of disconnect between man and God.
地跟天脱节的问题
But it's also a disconnect between earth and heaven.
现在地离开天不知道有多远
Earth is so far apart from heaven.
那么现在我们如果主来工作的话
If the Lord is to do his work,
他要就天上和地上一切外所有的在基督里面同归于一
So he wants to head up all things in Christ
本来是脱节了现在要重新的连在一起
Before was disconnected Now it's to be connected
是天梯叫跟天跟地有连接
It is that heavenly ladder that connects heaven and earth
我们的主在十字架上
On the cross
他也是那个天梯
Our Lord was that heavenly ladder
所以感谢主
We thank the Lord
主在十字架上
On the cross
他一手拉着天
On one hand, he grabbed heaven.
一手拉住地。
On one hand, earth.
在当他断气的时候。
And as he breathed his last breath.
你看见说天和地重新连接。
Heaven and earth were reconnected.
所以你看见这是我们主的工作。
This is the work of our Lord.
因着他要叫天跟地连接。
Because he wants the connection between heaven and earth.
地如果和天失去了连接。
If they are disconnected.
结果地就变成沙漠了。
Earth becomes a desert.
地就像死海一样。
Earth becomes like the Dead Sea.
死海没有生命。
Dead Sea has no life.
你看周围都是沙漠。
Surrounding it is but desert.
长出荆棘和蒺藜来。
Thorns and thistles grow out.
到处所给你看见乃是咒诅，咒诅又是咒诅。
You see curse after curse after curse.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们的主要叫地和天重新连接。
Our Lord wants the heaven and the earth to
所以当然我们主刚开始的时候他开始工作的地方就是死海的附近
So of course when our Lord started his work he began in the area of the Dead Sea
为什么呢
Why?
因为当他从约旦河上来的时候
Because when he came out of the Jordan
圣经告诉我们说天开了
The Bible tells us the heavens opened
根据马可福音不光天开了而天被撕开了裂开了
According to Mark not only were the heavens opened but the heavens were rent
自从人犯罪以后天从来没有开过
Ever since man sinned Heavens were never open
弟兄姊妹
Brother, sister,
就在死海的附近
Near the Dead Sea
为什么我们的主要从约旦河上来呢
Why did our Lord have to come out of the Jordan
因为当他从约旦河上来的时候
Because when he came out of the Jordan
天上有这个圣经告诉我们天就为他开
So the heavens were open
换一句话说
In other words
他来到地上
When he came to earth
是要把天堂带到地上
He is to bring heaven down to earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹 因为我们的主是天梯的缘故
Because he is the heavenly ladder.
所以他要选择最重要的据点
So he had to choose the most important location.
他从那里开始工作
And then he started his work from there.
所以没有错弟兄姊妹
So no doubt.
我们的主当他从约旦河上来的时候
When our Lord came out of the Jordan.
他的名字叫耶稣
His name was Jesus.
耶稣是希腊文
Jesus is Greek.
如果你把它翻成希伯来文的话
If you were to change that to Hebrew
那就是约书亚
That's Joshua
所以约书亚就是耶稣耶稣就是约书亚
Joshua is Jesus Jesus is Joshua
在主耶稣从约旦河上来以前
Before Jesus came out of the Jordan
1500年
In 1500 years,
在历史上有一个人叫约书亚,
there was somebody in history called Joshua.
他带着百姓,
He brought the people through the Jordan.
约旦河约带这个百这个约书亚从河里上来，百姓也从河里上来了。
So when Joshua came out of the Jordan, the people also followed him and came out.
所以你明白为什么主耶稣要受浸吗？
So now do you understand why he needed to be baptized?
主耶稣受浸有一个很重要的目的。
There is a very important reason.
因为他是从约旦河上来的。
Because he came out of the Jordan.
当他上来的时候，
when he came out of the Jordan,
百姓就跟着他上来的。
Then the people followed him.
意思就是说，他自然就进到。
In other words, he entered into the land flowing with milk and honey.
所以我们的主从约旦河上来。
So when our Lord came out of the Jordan,
就是告诉我们他是比约书亚更大的。
He is to show us that he is greater than Joshua.
他是真的约书亚。
He is the true Joshua.
约书亚不过是把以色列人从旷野
Joshua just brought the people out of the wilderness into Canaan.
现在我们的主要做更大的事。
But our Lord is to do a mightier work.
不再旷野漂流。
No longer wandering in the wilderness.
不再到处都是沙漠。
No longer full of desert.
弟兄姊妹，从那里开始。
From there.
你看见我们要进到什么？要进到这个牛奶与蜜之地。
We will enter into the land flowing with milk and honey.
换一句话说，
In other words,
天跟地。
Heaven and earth are reconnected.
你知道很有意思的一件事情。
You know something very interesting.
在圣经里面，每次讲的黑门山都是讲的属天的地位。
In that, when the Bible speaks of Mount Hermon, it always speaks of being in the grounds of the heavens.
你知道F.B. Meyer为什么有一次，为什么他在这个他家里有个牌子叫做向下看。
Why does F.B. Meyer have that plaque in his house that says, look down?
所以这个斯伯克利就问他说，我们应该向上看呢，怎么为什么向下看呢？
Brother Sparks asked, we should be looking up, why are we looking down?
你知道那句话是歌中之歌第四章里面的话。
You know that phrase or that plaque is based on Song of Songs chapter 4.
你读到第四章的时候，
If you were to read the chapter 4,
你看新郎跟新妇同时在黑门山上。
You will see the bride and the bridegroom on Mount Hermon.
用新约的话来说，
In New Testament,
我们与基督一同坐在天上。
We are seated with Christ in the heavenlies.
然后圣灵就告诉我们用那个词，他们向下观看。
And then the Holy Spirit uses that word, they look down.
所以弟兄姊妹， 这个在圣经里面的黑门山都是代表属天的地位说的。
So when we talk about Mount Hermon, it speaks of the heavenlies.
你们有没有注意到？
Do you notice?
从黑门山就开始了约旦河。
From Mount Hermon is where the Jordan begins.
约旦河的发源是从黑门山下开始发的。
So at the foot of Mount Hermon is the source head, the head of the Jordan.
然后就流进加利利海。
And then it flows into the Galilee.
从加利利海就又流出来了。
And from Galilee it flows out.
所以那个水是活水。
That was lively waters, living waters.
所以不要忘记，这个整个的这个加利利海四周围都是清脆的。
So the Sea of Galilee, all surrounding it, is green.
然后约旦河继续往下流。
And then it continues to flow.
然后就流到哪里？就流到死海。
And then it flows all the way down to the Dead Sea.
按道理来讲。
So if you were to actually,
如果死海是跟天连在一起的话，
if the Dead Sea is connected to heaven,
死海就不再是死海。
The Dead Sea is no longer dead.
死海应该要变甜才对。
The Dead Sea becomes fresh water.
所以弟兄姊妹， 这就为什么我们主选择了死海的附近。
That is why our Lord chose the area of the Dead Sea.
今天你要解决死海的问题。
You have to solve the problem of the Dead Sea.
你要解决生命死的问题。
You have to solve the problem of life and death.
这是个办法能够解决的。
Only one way.
你一定要跟天连在一起。
You need to be connected to heaven.
这个瞎眼为什么瞎眼呢？
Why is a blind person blind?
因为他和大脑脱了节了。
Because he is disconnected with some part of his brain.
没有办法能够大脑连在一起。
If you can connect to your brain,
你就看见了。
You will see.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
现在你明白吗？
Now do you
understand? 为什么在基督里要同归于一呢？
Why is the summing up of all things in Christ?
就是因为地和天罗脱节，所以到处都是沙漠。
Because the disconnect between heaven and earth is full of desert.
而且地球
And then on the earth there's a huge crack.
好像中国人说你脸破了相一样，你看那么。
So it's as if your face is disfigured.
那么现在你如果要知道说你的伤痕最深的地方在什么地方呢？
And if you want to see where the deepest part of that crack is,
你的指头一探最深的地方。
When you touch that crack.
那个地方就是死海。
The deepest spot is the Dead Sea.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
我们的主就选择那个地方开始他的工作。
Our Lord chose that place to begin his work.
他最后当然要叫死海活过来。
And ultimately he wants the Dead Sea to be alive again.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget,
这是两个问题不是一个问题。
There are two problems here, it's not just one.
不光是人和神脱节了
Man and God are disconnected
地也和天脱节了
But earth and heaven are disconnected
现在有个秩序的问题
There's a matter of sequence
因为当初神永远的旨意跟人发生关系
God's eternal purpose originally had to do with man
所以两个问题要同时解决的话
So if we were to solve both problems
哪个先哪后呢
Which one's first, which one's second
当然人先的
Of course, man is first
所以感谢主
So thank you
一面我们的主在十字架上做了我们的中保
On one hand, he became our mediator on the cross
好了，你看见人与神就和好了。
Man and God are reconciled.
但是呢，神还要做一件，主还要做一件事。
But the Lord is to do one more thing.
其实同一件事的两面就是。
It's actually the same thing, the two sides of the same coin.
我们的主同时是天梯。
Our Lord is that heavenly.
一手拉着天，一手拉着地。
One hand he grabs heaven, he grabs the other.
从我们得救，从我们得救那天开始。
Since we have been saved.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们看见一件大的事。
We see a great thing.
天为我们开了。
Heavens are open.
所有蒙恩得救的。
All those have been saved by grace.
天离开他不远的。
No longer is heaven that far.
他在地就好像在地。
He's on earth as if he were in heaven.
所有蒙恩得救的。
All those who have been saved by grace.
天已经开始了。
The heavens have begun.
天堂不是到有一天才有的。
Heaven is not something that's going to happen in the future.
你得救那一刹那，天堂已经开始了。
The heaven began the day you were saved.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
这是主特别稀奇荣耀的工作。
This is his glorious and amazing work.
在什么时候天跟地完全连接呢
？But when are heaven and earth completely connected?
乃是等到我们尽了我们的责任。
It is when we enter into our responsibility.
让我们真的按照神的旨意。
Because of God's eternal purpose.
我们都胜过了仇敌。
We have overcome the enemy.
我们生命长。
When our life grows to a point,
往横的方向来长
it is growing horizontally.
越大越来越广，越来越广
It expands and expands more.
遍满地面
and it fills the entire earth.
万有都伏在我们的脚下
and all things are subjected to us.
另一面，你看见根据这个伊甸园的根基
and then we see the foundation of Garden of Eden.
你慢慢往上涨，往上涨
and you start growing up and up.
这个就是耶路撒冷
that is Jerusalem.
这个就是这个花园城
that is the Garden City.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你不只蒙恩得救了
Not only you're saved by grace
现在你也建造在一起
Now you are also being built together
清楚吗
Is that clear?
等到人真的回到这个地步的时候
When man truly returns to this condition
无形之中你看见现在从人开始
So now from the beginning of man
最后神能够达到他完全的目的
God can reach his final purpose
等到这个生命成熟的时候
When this life is mature
就是万物复兴的时候
and that is when there is the restoration of all things
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
万物的复兴和我们的成长发生关系
restoration of all things has to do with our growth our maturity
许多人说做基督是我的事
many people say to be a Christian is my thing
上天堂是我的事
going to heaven is my thing
所有的万物说不不这不光是你的事
but all creation says it's not just for you
他们整个的盼望在我们的身上
all their hope is in us
所以弟兄姊妹什么时候我们成熟
when we are mature
什么时候你看见吗那个万物复兴就来到了
and then the heart of the creation can be
所以等到主回来的时候
so when the Lord returns
你记不记得圣经告诉我们从圣殿就流出水来
do you remember the Bible says that water flows from the temple
圣殿从来不流出水来的
Water never flows from the temple.
你到圣殿是要去敬拜的。
If you go to the temple, you go there to worship.
先是外院。
They have the outer court.
然后圣所。
And then you have the holy place.
然后至圣所。
And the holy of holies.
你来到神的面前。
You come before God's presence.
你在他面前下拜。
And you prostrate before him.
想着水的问题啊。
Do you think of water?
你看见没有？没有这个问题啊。
No, no problem of water.
不要忘记。
But don't forget.
如果在新耶路撒冷里面。
In the New Jerusalem.
哪里有宝座，哪里有活水流出。
Wherever there is throne, there is flowing living water.
旧约的圣殿，你看见没有活水流出来。
In the Old Testament temple, there's the water.
乃是主回来的时候。
But it's when the Lord returns.
主回来，你记得吗？是最后一次世界大的地震。
And that is the when the Lord returns is when the last earthquake happens on earth.
Global earthquake.
The last global earthquake.
那一次的地震。
That earthquake.
你看见说把犹太山地有的地方变成洼地了。
And then some of the mountains will become craters.
Or Judea Mountain.
Or the Judean mountains will be flattened.
然后那个圣殿山摩利亚山就被提高起来。
And then the Mount Moriah will actually be elevated.
那么根据以西结书就变成最高最高的。
And according to Ezekiel will be the highest mountain.
那么我们主回来的时候。
So when our Lord returns.
你还记得吗？
Do you remember?
有水从圣殿里面就流出来了。
Water flows from that temple.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这不是新耶路撒冷的图画吗？
Isn't that the picture of New Jerusalem?
什么叫新天新地？
What is the new heavens and new earth?It is the summing up of all things that have been together in one.
现在地跟天连在一起了。
Heaven and earth are one.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经告诉我们，那个水就往东流。
So then the water flows to the east.
后来一直流到死海。
Flows all the way to the Dead Sea.
就变甜水了。
The Dead Sea becomes fresh water.
所有活水经过的地方，所有百物都活过来了。
And wherever that living water flows, all of creation survives.
不仅你难得找到一棵树的。
And now you don't see many trees.
现在到处都是树。
But finally, with the water, you see many trees.
为什么今天你不需要打鱼的？
Today you don't can't fish.
小鱼也没有。
There's no fish there.
死海叫你上面玩一玩，浮在上面游泳。
In the Dead Sea, the only thing you can do is float on it.
你钓不到一条鱼的。
You can't.Find any fish.
因为在死海里面，一切都是死亡。
In the Dead Sea, everything is death.
没有鱼就不需要渔夫。
There's no fish, so you don't need fishermen.
没有鱼就不需要打网。
No fishermen, you don't need to cast net.
但是以西结47章怎么说
呢？ What does Ezekiel 47 tell us?
到处都是撒网。
There is casting of nets everywhere.
死海居然变成了加利利海。
The Dead Sea became the Sea of Galilee.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
死海活过来了。
The Dead Sea has now become alive.
死海怎么能活过来？
How can the Dead Sea become alive?
弟兄姊妹，我们知道老化是一个没有办法反过来的一个次序，不可能的。
It's impossible to back up the aging process.
死就死了。
If you die, you die.
死海就是最后的悲剧，如此而已。
At the Dead Sea, that's the last moment.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers,
就回来的时候，
When the Lord returns,
你看见。这个死海要活过来。
The Dead Sea will be alive again.
死海本来受了死亡的限制。
Dead Sea had was limited by restriction by death.
现在它得到释放了。
But now it's released.
它能够和神的儿女一同享受自由。
And now it can be together with the children of God experience freedom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
我们连于元首基督。
We are to be connected to the head, the Christ.
这个地跟天就连起来了。
And then the earth and the heaven are connected.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank the Lord
这就给我们看见说
It shows
我们的主为什么从死海附近开始工作
Why our Lord began his work near the Dead Sea
最后死海复兴起来了
Because the Dead Sea was then restored
所以我想神的话是很清楚很清楚
God's word is very clear
所以我觉得这一点我必须要稍微再交代一下
So I just wanted to touch on that again
那么还有一点我想稍微提一下
And one other thing
就是昨天我们讲到主耶稣比天使稍微小一点
Last evening we mentioned that Jesus was made lower, a little lower than angels.
前面说人比天使小一点。
At the beginning, we saw that the man was made lower than angels.
神为什么要创造人比天使小一点呢？
But why did God have to create man lower than angels?
天使受造之物。
God, the angel is a created being.
那么人也是受造之物。
Man is also a created being.
所以现在神不用创造者的姿态来对付受造。
So God does not use him as a creator to deal with a created being.
人是受造的，天使也受造的。
Man and angels are created beings.
所以让人来对付天使。
So we want man to deal with angels.
但是现在神创造的时候。
But when God, in God's creation,
要让人比天使小一点。
He wants man to be lower than angels.
如果他仍旧得胜。
And if he gains the victory,
那是何等的得胜。
It is a true victory.
你明白吗？如果他稍微比天使大一点的话。
If he were a little higher, greater than angels,
那撒旦要说。
Then Satan will say,
你比我还是大一点。
You're mightier than I am.
我没有神大，没有你，这个你没有神大，但你还是比我大。
You're not as great as God, but you are greater than I am.
所以这是神百般的智慧。
So this is his manifold wisdom.
所以你看，神永远的旨意是在人的身上。
God's eternal purpose is in man.
但是亚当失败了，怎么办？
But Adam failed. What happened?
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见主耶稣要比天使微小一点。
So now Jesus was made lower than angels.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
他是站在人子的地位上。
He is standing in the position of the Son of Man.
他最少八十次告诉别人说，我是人子。人子来，人子来，人子。
At least 80 times he mentioned the fact that he was the Son of Man.
为什么？
Why?
每次你想到人子，
When you think of the Son of Man,
你想到神永远的旨意。
You think of God's eternal purpose.
神永远的旨意怎样和人连在一起？
God's eternal purpose connected to man.
因着亚当失败了。
Because Adam failed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
现在谁得胜了呢？
Who gains the victory?
你看见我们的主得胜了。
Our Lord gained the victory.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
因着他伏在神。
Because he was under the authority of God.
结果神叫万有都伏在他脚下。
So therefore, all things are under his authority.
所以最后他可以承受万有。
And at the end, he can be the heir of all things.
万有给他，为什么？
All things are given to him.
亲爱的弟兄，
Why?
他站在人子的地位。
Because he stood on the position of Son of Man.
在神子的地位，你不要给他，他已经有了。
As Son of Man, you don't need to give it to him. He has it already.
所以我们的主祷告的时候。
So when our Lord prayed,
他告诉我们有两个荣耀。
He said there are two glories.
一个荣耀他本来就有的。
There is a glory that was there before.
是神儿子的荣耀。
And that is the glory of the Son of God.
还有一个荣耀是神给他的。
The other glory is a glory given to him.
当他站在人子地位的时候。
When he stood as the Son of Man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers, sisters,
结果他就得着荣耀。
He gained the glory.
他因着受苦就得着尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
Because he suffered, he gained the glory and honor as a crown.
如果神的儿子，他本来就有了。
If he was the Son of God, he already had it.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
是谁胜过仇敌的？
Who overcame the enemy?
神当初就是借着人来胜过仇敌的。
God used man to overcome the enemy.
是站在人子的地位。
But because Jesus stood as the position of Son of Man,
一直得胜。
So that he can gain the glory and gain the victory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
所以什么叫 incarnation? 什么叫道成肉身？
What does incarnation mean?
道成肉身，我们普通说，哦，神要变成人，等等等，这个都是对的。
The word became flesh, we say, oh, Jesus became man, yes.
道成肉身是和神永远的旨意发生关系。
But incarnation has to do with the eternal purpose of God.
好，我想这三点就可以了。
Those are the three points I wanted to mention.
重要的三点。
Those are very three important points.
现在我们回到三个叹息。
So now let us turn back to the three groanings.
宇宙的叹息。
The groanings of creation.
圣徒的叹息。
The groanings of the saints.
还有就是圣灵的叹息。
And the groanings of the spirit.
我们讲到万物的叹息和圣徒的叹息的时候。
When we speak of the groanings of creation and of the saints.
我们说宇宙渐渐的老。
We say that the universe is aging.
我们人也渐渐的老化了。
And man is aging as well.
那英文有一句话，人老他不说人老，他说我生锈了。
And many times in English, for example, you don't say the person's getting old, you say the person's getting rusty.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers,
现在你明白吗？
Do you understand?
今天的的确确，你看见万物所以叹息，因为万物老了。
Because creation is groaning because creation is getting old.
人一到了三十岁以后，就慢慢往下坡走了。
So once a man reaches the age of 30, he goes a downward slope.
人大概二十五岁的时候就开始有这个皱纹了。
And probably at the age of 25, you start getting wrinkles.
如果你是个喜乐的人，这个皱纹特别多。
And if you are somebody very happy, these wrinkles here appear.
你忧愁的话，这个两中间的皱纹特别多。
But if you're always sad and depressed, these wrinkles appear.
现在年轻很紧张啊。
So young people today are very nervous.
赶快打针。
They have to actually take some vaccinations.
打什么针呢？
What kind of vaccinations?
毒，一个毒素。注射到里面去。
They actually put toxins in their body.
结果一进去以后，能够一直这样子吗？不能的。
Can it actually take away all the wrinkles? No.
半年以后还要再打一次。
Half a year later, they have to put another injection.
还要再打一次。
And another injection.
但是慢慢慢慢的，不光这里有了皱纹。
But not only do you have wrinkles here.
然后你这里也有了这个眼袋。
And then you get bags under your eyes.
然后慢慢最可怕的就是所谓的法令纹。
And then you get the nasal labia wrinkles here.
那法令纹叫人害怕，你知道吗？
And people get nervous about that.
为什么有的人很威武啊？人非听他讲话，听话听话不可。
Why do people some people command so much respect?
因为你年纪大了，慢慢慢慢这里就法令纹就来了。
And because when you get older, the nasal labia wrinkles show up.
很有权威的样子。
It's as if you're a man of very high stature.
为什么 Santa Claus 没有小朋友害怕呢？
Why are kids not afraid of Santa Claus?
因为他的胡子把法令纹遮住了。
Because his beard and mustache cover the nasal labia wrinkles.
你当然爱撒 圣诞老人。
Of course you love Santa Claus.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers,
现在你看见吗？
Now do you see?
不管怎么样。
Now, no matter what.
你都知道说人想尽各种办法。
Man tries to think of all ways and manners.
现在全世界有一个运动叫做抗老运动。
So today there is an anti-aging campaign.
哦，有的要打针。
Some people do injections.
有的要拉皮。
Some have to do skin lifts.
而且有的还有那个金线呢，要放在你里面。
And some people actually put gold or silver in their skin.
那个有的金线又太重了，这个反而垮下来了。
And sometimes that gold ends up being too heavy and it collapses.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
为什么？
Why?
连我们这些信主的人。
Even us believers.
我们心里都叹息。
We are groaning.
原因在哪里？
What's the reason?
很清楚的。
Very clear.
这就是因为天与地脱节。
Heaven and earth are disconnected.
这就是因为人与神脱节。
And man and God are disconnected.
但是弟兄姊妹，在这些信息的背后，
Behind all these messages,
还有一件很重要的事。
There's something very important.
你知道当人与神脱节以后，
You know when man and God got disconnected,
罪叫人与神分开。
Sin made man separate from God.
你看，人与神分开。
Man and God are separate.
不光人变成宇宙的孤儿。
Not only did man become the orphans in the universe.
不光如此。
Not only that.
弟兄姊妹，人与神分开以后。
After man separated from God.
人与人就分开了。
Man and man were separated.
你还记得吗？
Do you remember?
亚当第一次看见夏娃怎么说？
When Adam saw Eve for the first time, what did he say?
这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
This is the bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh.
这是人类第一首诗。
This is the first poem in history.
但人堕落犯罪以后。
But after man failed.
结果亚当躲避神的面。
When Adam was hiding from the face of God.
那么亚当说，你为什么做这个事呢？
So when God said, why Adam did you do this?
他怎么亚当怎么说？
What did Adam say?
是你赐给我同居的那个女人。
He said, you were the one who gave me this woman.
他给我就我就吃了。
She gave it to me, therefore I ate.
现在你明白吗？
Now do you see?
本来他们两个人好像一个人一样。
Before the two were as of one.
这个罪一进来以后。
But when sin came in.
是你给我那个同居的女人。
He said, you were the one who gave me this woman.
是他闯的祸。
She made the mistake.
他忘记了她是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
He forgot that she was the bone of the bones and flesh of my flesh.
但是我写诗从来没有想起这一点来。
When he wrote the poem, he never thought this would happen.
但是他犯罪以后，他就想起来了。
But after sin, then something happened.
现在他这么糟糕，是因为他娶了这么太太。
Now the whole reason he said was because of his wife.
这个媒人是神自己啊。
This was God himself.
所以现在找媒人算账。
So now we have to find who's the bone.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？神与人，人与神分开以后。
When man and God were separate,
结果人与人就分开了。
Man and man were separate.
你还记得吗？第一个凶手是该隐。
Do you know the first murderer, Cain?
该隐不是怕杀普通的敌人。
Cain didn't just kill an enemy.
该隐是他自己的兄弟。
Cain killed his own brother.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
罪叫兄弟分开了。
Sin made brothers be separate.
为了争夺财产。
To be able to fight for an inheritance.
兄弟可以动刀，可以动枪。
Brothers can use guns, can use knives.
这不是罪进到这个世界的情形吗？
Isn't that the result of sin?
那不止如此。
Not only that.
现在你看见说，做婆婆的跟做媳妇的有了难处。
Then also we have problems with in-laws.
然后呢，这个女婿跟丈母娘也有问题。
The daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law have problems.
所以这是为什么你有很多的笑话。
So that's why there are many funny things or jokes.
这个笑话就是因为有这些，因为人跟人分开了。
And there are many jokes because man and man have been separate.
你知道在美国有个海洋世界。
You know that there's a sea world in the United States.
他们要看海豚表演的时候，那个水有的时候会溅到看台上。
And when you see the dolphins perform, sometimes the water splashes out.
所以他就告诉他说，你们千万不要坐太靠近啊，这个水就会淹到你了。
So the announcer at Sea World will say, hey, don't sit too close if you don't want to get wet.
你若说靠着坐得很近也可以。
Or if you want to sit close, that's fine.
因为一定要记得把你的丈母娘放在前面。
But you know what? Put your mother-in-law in front of you first.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么有这些为什么有这些很有趣的那些大家会笑的那些 joke 那些笑话。
So why do we have so many jokes like these?
因为罪不只叫人与神分开。
Because sin not only made man separate from God.
罪乃是叫人与人分开。
Sin made man separate from man.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
罪也叫人与万物分开。
Sin also made man separate from creation.
本来万有应当伏在我们的脚下。
Before creation should be under our feet.
亚当如果苦闷的时候
when Adam would be a little distressed,
他就可以对一只金丝雀说你过来。
He could say, this little bird, please come over.
那个金丝雀就可以到他肩膀。
The bird can come to his shoulder.
他你唱着歌给我听。
Please sing to me.
他就唱起来。
And the bird would sing.
但是弟兄姊妹，自从万物我们背叛了以后。
But ever since we rebelled,
万物也跟着背叛。
All creation rebelled as well.
不管人与人分开了。
Not only man is separate from man.
现在人与万物也分开了。
Man and creation are separate.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
特别是小东西常常欺负我们。
Many times the small things actually pick on you.
大东西欺负你，你不会生气。
Somebody big picks on you, you don't get upset.
那个小东西放在你大拇指跟中指中间，一捏就没有了。
If that little small thing you can squish between your fingers.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
我觉得很有意思。
I think it's quite interesting.
我们这一次在健谈这个地方。
Here in Jiantan.
我常常听说很多人被蚊子咬的。
I heard that many of you have been bitten by mosquitoes.
有的人说我今天打死三只。
Some say I killed three mosquitoes today.
所以弟兄姊妹，我觉得神派这次蚊子特别来做临时演员。
So I think that the Lord used these as extra actors that are extras.
给我们看见连蚊子都能逼迫我们。
So that even mosquitoes can persecute us.
我刚来以前，我说我要休息二十分钟。
Right before I came, I said I'm going to sleep 20 minutes.
大概蚊子知道我要讲他的故事，所以他猛咬我三口。
So just 20 minutes before, and I think the mosquitoes knew I was going to mention them because they bit me three times.
我有一次在巴西的时候。
Once I was in Brazil.
也是特别聚会。
And also the conference.
我晚上希望有很好的休息。
I wanted to have a good night's rest.
第二天早晨就可以起来，就可以有精神了。
So that I can be awake in the morning.
没有想到跟这里一样啊。
I never thought it was just like here.
这晚上很多的蚊子。
At night, many mosquitoes.
弄得我不能睡觉啊。
I couldn't sleep.
那我觉得不能睡觉没有关系。
I said if I can't sleep, it's okay.
第二天早上没有精神，这就不行了。
But if I'm not awake, that's not good.
我跟弟兄姊妹，我们一定要想个办法才行。
I asked brothers and sisters, can you find a way for me?
他们说点蚊香好了。
They said, oh, use a mosquito burner.
蚊香不好，蚊香对身体不好。
I said I don't like mosquito burners, not good for the health.
还有没有办法呢？
Anything else?
后来我们想了办法。
We thought of something.
你在中国可以有蚊帐的，对不对？
In China, you have a mosquito net, right?
这个巴西人从来不知道什么叫做蚊帐。
But you don't have that in Brazil.
所以怎么办呢？
So what can we do?
后来跟弟兄们讲。
I told brothers.
我们好不好到婚纱店里面去？
Can we go to a bridal shop?
那个婚纱店不是很多纱吗？
And in the bridal shop, there are veils.
我们买一点纱回来，我就可以躲在纱里面。
And if you can give me a bridal veil, then I will be fine.
所以那几个晚上我睡得很好。
So those evenings, I slept very well.
因为我一抬头就是婚纱。
Because as soon as I lift my head, I have a bridal veil.
所以弟兄们不要忘记，如果今天晚上蚊子还咬你的话。
So if today the mosquito is still biting you.
这个中山北路离这里不远的。
The 中山北 road is right near here.
我的印象中山北路很多很多婚纱店。
On that street, I think you can buy veils.
这当然是笑话的。
Of course, this is a joke.
连蚊子都欺负我。
But even mosquitoes pick on us.
所以让我们看见说。
Let us see.
很清楚，很清楚。
It is very clear.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
人与万物都不能合一。
Even man and creation can't be one.
连这些都要欺负我们。
Even the creation will pick on us.
蚊子还不够小。
Mosquitoes are not small enough.
有的小这个地步是要你的命的。
Some are so small that it could take your life.
那就是细菌。
And that are germs.
你每次刷牙的时候。
Every time you brush your teeth.
你知道你的牙刷上面有多少细菌吗？
Do you know how many germs on your toothbrush?
200万细菌。
2 million germs.
你上班，你坐在办公室里面。
When you are working in your office and you sit at your desk.
你桌上有多少的细菌吗？
How many germs on your desk?
是 20 million, 是2000万的细菌。
20 million germs.
大家喜欢打手机不是吗？
Of course, a lot of you sell your phones.
你打手机的时候。
When you use your cell phone.
每平方厘米或每平方公分。
One square centimeter.
有12万颗细菌。
120,000 germs.
你每次你冲马桶不是要有个把手吗？
When you flush the toilet, you know that handle?
那个把手的细菌还要多18倍。
It is greater by 18 times the germs of that handle.
你把你的手拿起来。
If you lift your hands up.
你手上都是细菌。
Your hands are full of germs.
100多种细菌。
Over 100 types of germs.
这奇妙在这里。
The amazing thing.
我手上细菌跟他手上细菌完全不一样的。
The germs on my hand are different than his.
这个重叠最多是13%。
The overlapping is only about 13% of the germs.
因为每个人的细菌都不一样。
Everybody's germs are different.
所以你怎么知道谁是杀人的凶手？
Do you How do you know who is a murderer?
你只要看他研究他手上细菌就可以了。
You just have to analyze the germs on his hands.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
当你看见这么多细菌的时候
when you see so many germs,
人怎么不病？人怎么不倒下？
How can man not fall?
人怎么能不老？
How can man not age?
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
很清楚的
it's very clear.
当罪进到这世界
when sin entered this world,
死也进到这世界
death entered the world.
所以整个的人类是往那个方向去。
All of the human race is going that direction.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这些有害的东西我们看也看不见。
There are so many harmful things that we can't even see.
它是我们的敌人。
They are our enemy.
人类终于得胜了。
The human race gained the victory.
我们发明了 penicillin.
We invented penicillin.
弟兄姊妹，你有了 penicillin。
If you have penicillin,
问题就解决了。
The problem should be solved.
结果就产生了超级的细菌。
But now we have the super bacteria.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
你就知道说，今天我们是处在一个何等危险的环境。
So we are in a very dangerous environment.
所以不要忘记。
Don't forget.
当我们看见这些情形的时候
，When we see the situation,
我们就知道天与地连接，天与地脱节的结果。
We see the result of the disconnect between heaven and earth.
人与神脱节的结果。
Disconnect between man and God.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
现在问题在这里。
Here's the problem.
怎么样能叫天上地上万有都在基督里同归于一
？How can we head up all things in Christ?
万有的希望在哪里？
What is the hope of all things?
因为神的旨意不在天使。
Because God's purpose is not in angels.
神永远的旨意不在太阳。
God's eternal purpose is not in the solar system.
神永远的旨意也不是那些动物。
God's eternal purpose isn't in the animals.
神永远的旨意是比天使微小一点的人。
God's eternal purpose is in those who are lower than angels, men.
但人失败了，什么都希望都没有了。
But once man failed, hope is lost.
但十字架又得胜了。
But the cross gave us the victory.
这些人都救赎回来了。
All these people have been redeemed.
它里面的生命就是生命树的生命。
The life in them is the life of the tree of life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
又回到神永远的旨意。
Now we return back to the eternal purpose.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
这些人是叫天与地连接的。
These makes the heaven and earth connect again.
这些人是回到伊甸园。
These are the ones that return back to Eden.
这些人是能与主有交通的。
These are the ones who can fellowship with the Lord.
天天接受天的浇灌。
Every day to receive the supply of heaven.
金子就产生了。
And then gold is.
然后宝石就产生了。
We see bdellium.
珍珠就产生了。
Onyx stone.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
从那起就向上建造。
So from there it starts growing up.
这就是新耶路撒冷。
This is the new Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brother,
什么叫新耶路撒冷？
What is the new Jerusalem?
神的帐幕在人间。
He has tabernacled among men.
神要擦干他们的眼泪。
He will wipe away all tears.
那个时候就是新天新地。
That is the new heaven and the new earth.
什么叫新天新地？
What is the new heaven and new earth?
就是天跟地又重新连接了。
They are heaven and earth is connected again.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个工作当然是基督的工作。
This is the work of Christ.
因着十字架的工作。
Because of the work of the cross.
天与地连接。
Heaven and earth are connected.
因着十字架的工作。
Because of the cross.
我们与神和好。
We are reconciled to God.
生命在我们里面。
The life of Christ is in us.
当中死怎样从中心达到圆周
So how does death go from the center outward?
亚当吃的那一天，你看他临死了。
Remember, Adam ate that fruit, his spirit died.
慢慢慢慢，他的思想情感意志慢慢就变得薄弱了。
And slowly his mind, his emotions started to decay.
然后最后，他的身体就躺在坟墓里面。
And then finally his body lay in the tomb.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这个 process。
This process
就是腐败，就是 decay， 就是慢慢慢慢的这个消不减少的那个，就慢慢的 decay， 就是腐化的那个过程。
So this is a process of decay.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们有了基督的生命以后。
When we have the life of Christ.
当初死怎样在我们里面掌权
？How death was sovereign our life.
罪怎样在我们里面开始
？How sin was began.
现在生命在你里面开始了。
But now life begins in you.Brothers and sisters,
你蒙恩得救的那一刻
Once you were saved at that moment,
你灵活过来
Your spirit was revived.
我们整个人都是朽坏的
We are all full of decay.
但是现在因着我们接受基督生命在我们的灵里面
But because because we have set Jesus Christ in us.
现在我们有了永生了。
Now we have eternal life.
在我们现在有一样东西是不朽坏的。
There is something incorruptible in us.
所以我们就变成在基督里首先有盼望。
So in Christ we are the first ones to have hope.
万物都是没有盼望的。
All creation has
hope. 我们有盼望。
We have hope.
你信耶稣那一刹那。
The day you believe in Jesus.
你所得的生命是永远的生命。
At that moment you got eternal life.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这个生命就像当初的死一样。
This life is just like the death before.
慢慢往外工作。
It starts working from inside out.
这个生命就影响我们的思想、情感和意志。
Then it affects our mind, our emotions, our will.
我们就改变了。
Then we are changed.
我们就 from glory to glory, 荣上加荣。
Then we are changed from glory to glory.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers, sisters,
当你灵得救的时候
When your spirit is saved,
这个叫 regeneration, 叫做重生。
This is called regeneration.
当你现在看见说今天我们这个的思想、情感、意志受生命支配和管理的时候
So when our emotions, our mind, our will are under the Holy Spirit
我们这人就改变了
our, We are changed, we are transformed
这个人就这个叫什么叫做 transformation
This is called transformation
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
你看见吗我们的主的救恩是何等的完全
His redemption is complete
这个生命要继续在我们里面扩展
This life is still continuing to expand
继续要扩展到我们的身体
Expand all the way to our body
不错我们外面的身体一天毁坏一天
Yes, our body decays day by day
但是我们里面的人一天新是一天
But our inner man is renewed daily
我们的主什么时候回来呢
When is our Lord returning?
等到教会成熟他就回来
When the church is mature, he returns
新服装是整齐他就回来了
When the bride is adorned and ready
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister
当他回来的时候
When he returns
我们身体要改变
Our bodies will be changed
我们要穿上荣耀
We are to wear, we will be clothed with glory
我们要得这个复活的身体
We have a resurrected body
这个叫什么
What is that called?
这叫 transfiguration
This is called transfiguration
这就是身体得赎
This is the restoration of the body
所以弟兄姊妹现在你明白吗
Do you see that?
今天如果我们的主要叫天与地完全连接的话
If we are to see heaven and earth completely reunited
他一直要等
He has to wait
身体与头完全合一
That when the body and the head are one
所以以弗所书第四章
So Ephesians 4
讲到我们生命长进的时候
When it speaks of our maturity
是怎么长的
How it grows
是往上长的
It is growing upward
一直长到连于元首基督
It is growing upward into the head
这就是同归于 head up 那个字的意思
And that is the heading up that we read
哦弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
如果我们真的生命长大了
If our life is to grow up
那个生命是爱的生命
That life is a life of love
弟兄姊妹不错
Brothers and sisters
今天人与人还有难处的
Many times man and man have difficulties
弟兄姊妹刚刚得救的时候
Once the brothers and sisters are saved
刚刚碰面刚刚在一起的时候
When they are newly saved
就好像度蜜月一样
It's as if they have a honeymoon
但是没有多久以后
But afterwards
就不行了
Then the problems arise
人就是不要讲弟兄姊妹讲夫妇也是一样
Don't speak of brothers and sisters Even couples have those difficulties
你知道一对夫妇还没有结婚以前
Before a couple is married
是女的讲话男的在那里听的
the woman talks and the man listens
他们终于结婚了
And once they're married
那度蜜月的时候呢
During the honeymoon
反过来了
It's changed.
男的讲话，女的听。
The man talks, the woman listens.
过完蜜月以后呢
？But after the honeymoon,
这个两个都假大声讲话，邻居就听见了。
Both of them speak, and the neighbors listen.
所以弟兄们，这就是人。
So this man
在肉体里面，在罪里面，这就是人的光景。
In the flesh and sin, that's the condition of man.
明白吗
？Do you understand?
现在你叫夫妇怎么相爱呀
？How are the couples to love one another?
我们讲了很多的道理给他们听。
We preach many things to them.
也有很多的书，怎样能够有幸福的生活。
And there are many books of how to have a good life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，难处在哪里呀
？Where's the difficulty?
难处丈夫没有跟头连在一起，妻子也没有跟头连在一起。
Because the husband is not connected to the head, the wife is not connected to the head.
他们用的爱都是天然的爱。
Their love is just natural love.
你可以教他怎么送花，怎么生日礼物，记得生日礼物。
You can teach someone how to give flowers and how to remember somebody's birthday.
这个方法好像有一点用处，是不是
？And maybe this method is
good. 但你要知道为什么。会有这个问题呢
But why do we have these problems?
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
现在你就很清楚就明白说
It's very clear
弟兄姊妹今天罪 和肉体叫人分开。
Sin and flesh make man separate.
连夫妇常常就分开。
And even couples are separate.
这是为什么有那么许多被离婚的悲剧。
So many tragedies of divorces.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天的办法是教人怎么样做好丈夫，做好妻子吗？
We have many how-to books today, how to be a good wife, how to be a good husband.
只有一个办法的。
But there's only one way.
为什么这个丈夫跟妻子分开了呢？
Why is the husband and wife separated?
因为虽然他们都得救了。
Even though they might be saved.
他们有没有与主有交通呢？
Did they have fellowship with the Lord?
他们有没有接受天的浇灌呢？
Did they receive the supply from the heaven?
有没有接受圣灵的引导呢？
Did they receive the leading of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵对妻子说，你少说一句吧。
The Holy Spirit tells the wife, speak a little less.
你少说一句就天下太平了。
If you speak a little less, then you have harmony on earth.
就是因为多说一句，结果事情大了。
But because you spoke one extra word, there's a problem.
如果你真的那样做的话，
If you really did that,
你找到金子了。
You found gold.
神的荣耀，神的性情在你里面彰显了。
God's nature is then represented.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？你不是看书说我怎么样做好妻子。
It's not just reading a book how to be a good wife or husband.
感谢主，这样你看见吗？这个结果呢？你看，好酒就留在后面。
So we know that the best wine is left for the last.
所以在这里我们很清楚看见。
So we see very clearly.
弟兄姊妹，是罪叫人分开了。
Sin separates man.
也叫人罪叫人与万物都分开。
Sin separates man and creation as well.
所以不要忘记什么叫救恩。
What is salvation?
救恩就告诉我们现在有个逆向的操作，反着方向的一个运作。
There is a force that actually is
operation. Operation.
An operation, a reverse operation.
所以弟兄姊妹，每一个蒙恩得救的人
，So all those who have been saved by God
都是逆向操作的。
It's all reverse operation.
肉体叫你一定往那个方向走
，The flesh will point you in one direction.
只有圣灵能叫我们逆向往上走
，Only the Holy Spirit will turn up our direction.
一个死的树叶一定跟水流下往下流的。
A dead leaf will always flow with the water.
因为它没有生命
，Because it has no life.
但是鱼却能够往上游。
But the fish can go against the tide.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister,
现在你明白吗
？Now you understand.
今天人与人之间
，Man and man，
弟兄与弟兄之间
，Brother between brother，
难处在什么地方
？Where is the difficulty？
肉体叫我们分开
，Flesh makes us be separate.
是圣灵叫我们合一的
，But it's the Holy Spirit that makes us one.
圣灵就是活水的江河
，The Holy Spirit is the living water.
你只要接受属天的供应
，If you are to receive the from the heaven。
弟兄中间最大的难处也变成没有难处了。
Then the most difficult thing between two brothers becomes nothing.
所以我们的主怎么说
？So what does our Lord say?
你们要彼此相爱。
You need to love one another.
怎么相爱
？How do you love?
像我爱你们。
Like I love you.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
我们的主怎么爱我们
？How does the Lord love us?
我们得罪他，他爱我们。
We've rebelled. We've wronged him.
我们伤了他，他也爱我们。
We've hurt him. He loved us.
但是不要忘记
，But don't forget.
如果你真的经历他的爱。
If you experience his love,
如果你知道他赦免他一这个一万他连得的债他都赦免你了
，and he has forgiven every single of your debts.
你知道吗？那个债有多大呢
？Do you know how big that debt is?
彼得要工作22万年才能还那个债。
Peter had to work 22 years to return that debt.
你如果看见那个爱有何等的大
，if you see that great love,
结果你看见安德烈
，and you see Andrew,
只欠他300两。
He owes him only 300.
100钱。
He only owes him 100.
3个月的工作就可以得到那个钱了。
He can gain that 100 in 3 months.
但是彼得抓住安德烈不放。
But Peter will not let go of Andrew.
要缠住他的脖子。
He wants to compress his neck.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
你怎么能赦免别人70个妻子？
How can you forgive someone 70 times 7?
如果你看见你欠神有多少
，Only when you see how much you owe the Lord.
你知道说我们欠我们的主有多少，结果主都一笔勾销。
You know that how much we owe the Lord, and yet the Lord just was able to forget all.
如果你知道主怎样爱我们
，If you know how the Lord loves us,
我们就能够彼此相爱。
Then we can love one another.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
不要忘记
，Don't forget.
神的主的工作是从教会开始的。
The Lord's work begins with the church.
为什么
？Why？
他们得救了。
Because they're saved.
为什么?
Why?
他们比天使微小一点。
They are lower than angels.
为什么?
Why?
因为他们磨成神儿子的形象。
Because they are conformed to the image of his son.
主怎么得胜，他们也怎么得胜。
How the Lord gains the victory, that is how they overcome.
弟兄们，你对世界上你不能抱太大的希望。
You can't have much hope for the earth.
神的旨意乃是借着一般蒙恩得救的人。
God's purpose is for those who have been saved.
就是教会。
The church
要叫天上执政掌权的得之神百般的智慧。
It's to manifest the manifold wisdom of God to the rulers and authorities.
我们分开好像是很自然的。
For us to be separated is very easy.
今天在美国。
In the United States.
同样一个聚会里面。
In the same meeting.
同样一个祷告。
The same prayer.
你等着大选的时候。那等大选 election.
But when you wait for the election,
你看见有一帮民主党的弟兄们特别为他知道怎么祷告的。
Some people who are Democratic, they know how to pray.
共和党也知道怎么祷告的。
Republicans know how to pray as well.
你知道很多弟兄怎么为什么不聚会呢？
You know why some brothers and sisters don't meet anymore?
我们那里弟兄多半都是民主党的。
They say, oh, because we have too many Democrats in our midst.
都是共和党的。
Or we have too many Republicans in our midst.
那是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
今天有一个神迹。
There is a miracle today.
这个神迹世界上没有的。
A miracle not found in the earth.
世界还有联合国，每一个国都做他自己的梦。
Everybody can have their own United Nations have their own dream.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
只有一个神迹。
There is only one miracle.
就是弟兄相爱的神迹。
And that is the miracle of brothers loving one another.
当那个神迹发生的时候。
When that miracle happens.
你就知道说神叫天上地上一切所有同归于的日子很快就要来到了。
So then the times when everything is headed up in Christ is to come.
我们大家不要唱高调，弟兄姊妹。
Let's not sing high.
你不要说我们这次听了很好的道。
Let's not say we heard a great message.
但当你回去的时候
，But when you go back，
在这里每个弟兄姊妹都可爱。
Here everybody is lovely.
他离开你很远呢。
Because he's very far from you.
这个人呢，他五天呢，六天。
You just have to be patient with him 5 days.
但是当你回到你自己的家里
，But when you go back home，
那些弟兄姊妹天天和你在一起。
Those brothers and sisters.Are with you daily.
你就能爱纽约的弟兄姊妹。
You can love brothers and sisters in New York.
他们离你很远的。
Because they're far away from you.
你爱保罗，保罗到荣耀里面去了。
You can love Paul because Paul's in glory.
但是问题就是你回到你的家乡。
But when you go home,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你要看看那些和你不一样的弟兄。
Those brothers and sisters who are different than you.
见解不一样的弟兄。
Those who are different.
他是神圣的。
They are born by God.
你也神圣的。
So are you.
神赦免你一万他连得。
God has forgiven your 1,000,000 talents.
神也特一万他连得。
10,000 talents.
那么神也赦免他一万他连得。
And he also forgave his 10,000 talents.
弟兄姊妹，先做外做神圣了他。
But no matter what, he was born of God.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当然要爱他。
You have to love him.
难道你没有与天连在一起吗？
Are you not going to be connected with him one day?
如果你真的经历天的爱的话，
If you are to experience God's love,
你当然能够爱弟兄姊妹。
You can love brothers and sisters.
这才是见证弟兄姊妹。
This is a testimony.
天天发生的事不稀奇。
If it happens every day, it's not special.
来吵就不稀奇。
It's not special that everything happens every day.
丈夫妻子吵架也不稀奇。
It's not special that couples fight.
在立法院里打成一团也不是问题。
It's not special that you go and have court.
最稀奇的。
The most amazing.
你看见这些人根本不可能在一起的。
Is that these can't be together.
他们能够在一起。
Yet they are together.
为什么
？Why?
因为他们向天看齐。
Because they are looking up to the heavens.
神就是爱。
God is love.
当你面对十字架的爱。
When you face the love of the cross,
你没有理由了。
They have no more reason.
你没有理由不爱你的弟兄。
You have no more reason not to love your brother.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这叫做弟兄相爱。
This is brotherly love.
不是爱可爱的弟兄。
It's not to love those who are loved.
乃是爱那些不可爱的弟兄。
But to love those who are not loved.
如果基督接纳他。
If Christ accepts him.
你能不能接纳他？
Can you accept
him? 哦，你说某个弟兄伤我们很厉害。
You say, well, that person really hurt me.
又说那个人几乎在这里逼迫我。
And that person is really persecuting me.
我要问弟兄姊妹。
I ask
你没有得救以前。
Before you were saved.
不是逼迫主吗？
Didn't you persecute the Lord?
你是最大的罪人吗？
Weren't you the chief of sinners?
你是最大的敌人吗？
Weren't you the greatest enemy of our Lord?
结果你的债一笔勾销。
And then your debt was completely forgiven.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother, sister,
我们的主怎么说呢？
What did our Lord say?
不管饶恕他七次。
Not only forgive him 70
times. 要饶恕七十个七次。
Forgive him 70 times 7.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这叫什么？
What does this?
七十个七次不光有那个生命。
70 times 7 is not only life.
生养众多。
But it is to be fruitful and multiply. To fill the entire earth.
你的爱到一个地步可以遍满地。
Your love is so great that can fill the entire earth.
太小了，弟兄姊妹。
Our love is too little.
我们要悔改。
We need to repent.
我们要悔改，我们爱多么渺小。
We need to repent because our love is so small.
所以今天教会四分五裂。
That is why the church is disintegrated today.
弟兄姊妹，在美国，民主党和共和党弟兄姊妹可以分开。
In the United States, the Republicans and Democrats can be different.
现在在台湾，蓝的绿的可以分开。
Today in Taiwan, the green and the blue can be separate. Isn't this the work of the enemy?
弟兄姊妹，不管你是蓝的是绿的。
No matter whether you're blue or green.
当然有你自己政治的立场。
You have your position.
如果你是连于基督的。
But if you are one with Christ.
你所看见的。
What you see.
你看不见蓝和绿。
You don't see green or blue.
你是看见基督。
You only see Christ.
你就不能不爱他。
You cannot help but love him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看这撒旦可以做一个工作。
Satan can do a work.
叫人可以不分黑白。
So that they cannot differentiate between black and white.
他宁可分蓝绿。
They would rather differentiate between blue and green.
在美国也是一样。
Same thing in the United States.
大家都是彼此相爱。
Everybody loves each other.
一到了大选就不能相爱了。
But during the election, they can't love one another.
就在大选的时候。
During the election.
把这个弟兄碰倒，把那个姊妹碰倒。
You're gonna fall this sister. You're gonna fall this other sister.
你当然可以坚持你政治的主张，没有错的。
Yes, you can have a political view.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget, brothers.
如果你活在主面前。
If you live before the Lord.
你祷告。
You pray.
你正要这样祷告的时候
And when you pray,
主说你不能这样祷告
The Lord says you can't pray like that
你不要刺激你的弟兄
Don't prick your brother or sister
你不要忘记了今天他来和他他来很容易，他走也很容易。
The brother says he can come easily, he can go easily as well.
不小心把他绊倒了。
You, if you don't stumble that person.
你把他绊倒了，不是因为真理的缘故。
When you stumble that person, it's not because of truth.
你把他绊倒，就是因为你政治的看法。
You stumble them because of your political view.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
今天我们要问一个问题。
We have to ask a question.
在主回来以前
before the Lord returns.
如果天上万有，天上一切所有在基督里同归于一的话
，If all things are to be head up in Christ,
从什么地方？
Where does it begin?
从教会开始。
It begins with the church.
那现在我们要问。
Now we ask.
到底我们怎么能够合一呢
？How can we be one?
所以当以弗所第一章讲到神在他自己里面永远的旨意。
So in Ephesians 1, God showed his purpose in himself.
第三章讲到他在基督里永远的旨意。
In chapter 3, God's purpose in Christ.
神的旨意是基督。
God's purpose is Christ.
基督的这个神在基督里的旨意是教会。
The purpose of God in Christ is the church.
简单的来说，神永远的旨意就是基督与教会。
So simply speaking, God's eternal purpose is the church and the Christ and the church.
你也会讲，我也会讲。
You and I know how to say that.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样能实行呢
？But how can we realize that?
第四章就告诉我们怎么样实行。
Chapter 4 tells us how to realize that.
当你读到第四章的时候
，So when you read chapter 4,
圣经里面很清楚给我们看见，他说我为主被囚的劝你们。
He says, with all you,
第一节，我为主被囚的劝你们。
I entreat you,
既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
To walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing forbearance to one another.
这是哪里来的
？Where does this come from?
这是因为你在伊甸园顺着圣灵的水流。
It is because in the Garden of Eden you follow the flow of the Holy Spirit.
你找着金子了。
You found gold.
你找着宝石了。
You found bdellium.
你找着珍珠了。
You found the onyx stone.
所以你就凡事谦虚。
So then you are humble,
你就凡事温柔。
Gentle.
忍耐。
Patient.
用爱心互相宽容。
You show forbearance to one another.
和平彼此联络。
And you are diligent to preserve.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
慢慢慢慢我们就建造起来。
Suddenly we're being built up.
慢慢伊甸园就立体化了。
Suddenly suddenly Eden has a structure.
所以主怎么说呢
？Now with the Lord.
要竭力保守圣灵的合一。
Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit.
合一是从你已经有的合一开始。
Unity comes from the unity you already have.
我们圣灵已在我们里面结了果子。
The Spirit already has borne fruit.
你是神圣的，他也是神圣的。
You are born of God. He is born of God.
他是你的弟兄。
He is your brother.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
很清楚的，你们自然就是一个。
So naturally you are one.
这个叫做圣灵里面已经有的合一。
So this is the unity already in the spirit.
然后你再读下去。
And if you continue to read,
第四章就给我们看见身体的合一，怎么合一的。
It shows us how the body is to be one.
是从圣灵的合一。
From the unity of the spirit,
最后达到信仰上的合一。
Attaining to the unity of the faith.
那这个过程什么过程呢？
What is that sequence?
那就是身体长大的过程。
That is the growing up of the body.
如果你比弟兄更长进一点。
If you are a little further ahead of your brother,
你更能爱他。
You can love him more.
他和你的看法不一样。
He might have different viewpoints.
你不要和他争论。
But don't quarrel with him.
你用爱来喂养他。
Do feed him with love.
弟兄姊妹，你替他洗脚。
You wash his feet.
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
哪一天他长大，他不是就像你一样吗？
One day when he grows up, will he not be like you?
如果你真的比他大的话。
If you are indeed greater than him.
所以弟兄姊妹，因着彼此洗脚的缘故。
When you wash each other's feet.
因着我们就竭力保守圣灵的合一。
When we are to attain to the, when we keep the unity of the spirit,
身体就长大了。
The body grows.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你走掉很容易的。
It's very easy for you to leave.
你离开十字架就没有了。
If you leave, the cross is gone.
交通也没有了。
Fellowship is gone.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
今天你主把我们放在教会里面。
The Lord puts us in the church.
那个生命不光叫我们与元首连接。
That life does not only allow us to be one with the head.
那个生命叫圣徒与圣徒连接。
But that life also wants saints and saints to be together.
但很多炭火摆在一起可以烧得很旺。
Of course, if you have a lot of coal put together, charcoal, then there's a big fire.
你说我要走了。
You said I'm leaving.
我一个人走了。
I'm going to leave by myself.
你是还是那一个炭火。
You're still part of the charcoal.
但是没有多久，那个炭火就熄。
But soon that charcoal, the fire goes away.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
在这里很清楚给我们看见合一的道路。
Here we see the path or the way of oneness.
乃是以弗所书第四章给我们看见。
Here we see Ephesians chapter 4.
然后我们就长进，就生命就长进了。
And now we see we mature.
连于元首基督。
And then we are connected with our head, Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们讲的三明 up 讲到同归于一是怎么同归于一的。
And so how do we sum up?
你只要连于元首。
As long as you're connected with the head,
你就连于爱的泉源。
As long as you are united with the source of love,
你说我没有爱了。
You say I have no love.
我对我的丈夫一点爱也没有了。
I have no more love for my husband.
当然你没有那个爱。
Of course you don't have.
只要你连于天。
But if you are connected to heaven,
那个爱乃是基督的爱。
If that is Christ's love.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
这就解决了家庭的问题。
This resolves the problem of family.
不止如此。
But not only that.
这个也解决了婆媳之间的问题。
This also resolves the problem between in-laws.
这也解决了丈母娘跟女婿中间的。
This resolves the problem between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law.
这也就解决了教会中间弟兄们都难。
This also resolves the problems between brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道难处是从什么地方来？
Do you know what the origin of problems are?
现在我们蒙恩得救以后，
After we have been saved by grace,
恩典叫我们逆向操作。恩典叫我们逆向操作。
The grace is the one who gives us that reverse operation.
所以弟兄们，每一个基督徒都是逆向操作。
So all the Christians have a reverse operation.
这一种逆向操作，我们就长大了。
And because of that reverse operation, we grow up.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
主不是没有把那条合一的道路给我们。
It is not that the Lord did not give us that way of unity.
我再说弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果你真的看见神永远的旨意，
if you see the eternal purpose of God,
合一的问题不是问题。
Unity is not an issue.
有的人说，我们那里问题大得很。
Now some people say, oh, we have big problems.
我们本来在一起。
We were together before.
因为我们的见解不一样的缘故。
But because we are differences,
我们就分开了。
Then we separate.
弟兄姊妹见面好像仇人一样。
And when brothers and sisters meet each other, it's as if the enemies are meeting.
真的要见面是在殡仪馆的时候。
So when we meet together, we're going to meet in the funeral home.
所以这不是悲哀吗，弟兄？
Isn't that a tragedy?
我们今天讲弟兄相爱，就到天上才有的。
So brotherly love only happens in heaven.
不，今天我们的在地好像在天一样。
No, today we are earth as if in heaven.
今天如果你们不能相爱，
if you cannot love one another,
你到天上那个爱是假的。
That love in heaven will be fake.
那爱没有经过试炼的。
That love is not going through test.
所以我再说弟兄姊妹，
I say once again,
可以很热闹。
It could be very noisy.
很多人。
Many people.
你说看到我有多少人？
There are so much people.
工作非常成功。
The work is very accomplished.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
你看见教会是四分五裂。
You see the division and brokenness of the church.
如果教会四分五裂的话，
It's the division and the brokenness of the church.
谁在那里笑呢？
Who is laughing?
撒旦在那里笑。
Satan is laughing.
你看见吗？
You see that?
只有我们连于元首基督。
Only when we are united with the head.
我们顺服我们的主。
When we are obedient to him.
我们爱我们的仇敌。
When we love our enemies.
我们这些婴孩都是傻瓜。
We all infants are kind of dumb.
结果就封住了仇敌的口。
But then we can silence and shut up the enemy.
教会就得胜了。
Then the church overcomes.
凡我们在地上所捆绑的，在天上要捆绑。
What is bound on earth is bound in heaven.
凡我们在地上所释放的，在天上要释放。
What is loosed in earth is loosed in heaven.
为什么你没有那个权柄？
Why don't you have that authority?
你没有那个实际。
Because you don't have that reality.
放个牌子而已。
You only put a sign outside.
那个牌子在天上值多少钱？
How much is that sign worth?
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
要紧的是
the most important thing,
这一般的弟兄姊妹，
these brothers and sisters,
他们是不是在基督里面同归于一的？
Are they one in Christ?
所以我再说弟兄姊妹，
I ask again,
当身体长大的时候，
when the body grows,
只有一个身体，
there's only one body,
他们只有一个元首，
because there's only one head.
如果我跟你不一样的话，
if you and I are different,
证明头一定不一样，
that means the head is not the same. Who is the head?
谁 usurp 谁篡夺了基督的元首的地位？
Now who has usurped his position?How can you be there to stand before the judgment seat?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你什么事都可以做。
You can do anything.
你可以办学校。
You can have, make a school.
你可以办工厂。
You can have a good factory.
你就是不能办教会。
But you cannot make a church.
为什么教会是基督的身体？
Because the church is the body of Christ.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
如果今天教会再失败了，
If the church fail again,
我们的神脸摆在什么地方？
Where is our God going to put his face?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见今天应该叫撒旦蒙羞的。
We have to have put shame, to give shame to the enemy.
我们肯不肯舍弃我们的自己？
Are we willing to give ourselves up?
我宁可丢脸也不要丢神的脸。
We would rather us lose face and not God lose face.
同样一个地方在一起聚会。
We meet together.
同样一起擘饼。
We break bread together.
同样一个饼一个杯。
One bread, one cup.
同样一个做法。
One way of doing it.
我们不能够相爱。
But we can't love each other. What does that mean?
你说这个这叫什么？
What is that?
这个团体什么团体？
What kind of group is that?
你是基督的身体吗？
You say, is that the body of Christ?
所以但愿主开我们的
眼。 May the Lord open our eyes.
当我们每一个人都连于基督元首。
When we are, have the Lord as our head.
你看见教会里面最难解决的问题。
The most difficult problem in the church.
它就解决了。
Will be solved.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
到这个时候。
At this time.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Then those who have peace will be blessed.
因为他们要称为神的儿子。
Because they are to be children of God.
不光神的儿女。
But not only children of God.
他们长大了。
They have matured.
他们变成神的种子。
They have become the sons of God.
他们生命长大了。
Their life has grown.
他们是教会中的得胜者。
They are the overcomers in the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那结果主回来怎么办呢？
What happens when the Lord returns?
在现在你看不见这些人。
Now you can't see these people.
到那一天。
But that day,
神要把他们摆列在空中。
God is going to display them in the heavens. That is what Matthew 13 tells us.
光像太阳的光一样。
That the righteous will shine forth as the sun.
它是一颗星一颗星。
Just one star and one star.
但每一个星的亮度就像太阳的亮度。
But each star has the brightness of the sun.
他们磨成神儿子的。
Conformed to the image of his son.
我们主在十字架说，父啊，赦免他们。
Our Lord said, God, our Father said, Father, forgive them.
他们定糟蹋我们的主说，赦免他们。
And the ones who cried out, crucify him, he said, forgive them.
你也能说父啊，赦免他们。
You can also say, Father, forgive them.
你可以为你弟兄姊妹祷告。
You can pray for your brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
当你看见主怎么做，
When you see what the Lord does,
我们自然也就这么做。
Very naturally we do.
现在你看这些人乃是得胜者。
Now these are overcomers.
他们的得胜。
Their overcoming
就是全教会的得胜。
Their victory is the victory of the church.
这就是使以赛以西结以弗所书第五章所说荣耀的教会。
So this is what Ephesians 5 says, the glorious church.
荣耀的教会是不是指着每个人都长大了？不是的。
Does the glorious church mean everyone is mature?
不管在什么地方。
No matter where.
你看有一帮人长大了。
There is a group who grows.
他们是做使人和睦的人。
They are the ones who have peace.
有人唯恐天下不乱的。怕他就怕天下不乱。
Some people are afraid that there will not be the world will not be disarray.
你传的那些话就是叫天下要乱的。
Those words that you preach will make this world disarray.
就怎么有一天主要向你算账。
One day God is going to make you account.
就是你的话撕裂了神的儿女。
Because it was your words that split the church.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你如果真的连于基督的话，
If you are one with Christ,
你就是错了。
Even though you're wrong,
你在主面能够悔改。
You can repent.
你能够再回到主的面前。
You can return to the Lord's presence.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是谁呢？
Who is
it? 这就是神的种子。
These are the sons of God.
有一天要显现。
One day they are to be manifest.
主把它摆列在空中。
They are displayed in the heavens.
你知道那段圣经，就是罗马书第八章那段圣经。
You know that the passage that we read in Romans 8.
讲到神的种子要显现。
When it so speaks of the manifestation of the sons of God,
the revelation
of the sons
of God. What does that mean? Because前面讲了，
The spirit of sonship. Because these people all have, it talks about the spirit of sonship.
所以他们呼叫我们的神阿爸。
Therefore, they can call him Abba Father.
什么叫做儿子名分的灵呢？
What is the spirit of sonship?
他们不光是儿子。
Not only are they sons.
而且得着儿子的名分。
But they have sonship.
原来是这样子的，在罗马的社会里面。
In the Roman society,
有很多的奴隶。
There are many slaves.
有的很有钱的人。
There are many who are.
有很多的奴隶。
There are many people who are rich who have many slaves.
培养他儿子长大。
So they want their child to grow up.
有一天他的儿子能够接过他所有的产业。
So that this child can then take over all of his inheritance.
结果怎么办呢？他就把他放在奴隶中间受训练。
So the father will put the son amongst the slaves.
因为他们中间有哲学家。
And then he can be trained.
他们中间
because there are philosophers.
有画家。
There are some artists in there.
这个小孩就在奴仆中间长大。
So the son grows up amongst the slaves.
他的生命是儿子的生命。
His life is the life of son.
所有的产业都是他的。
All the inheritance is his.
但是因为他在奴隶中长大，好像是奴隶的一个一样。
But because he's growing up amongst the slaves.It's as if he were a slave.
等到有一天他长大了，
One day he grows up.
这个父亲就请所有的朋友都来。
The father then invites all the friends.
然后开了有一个很大的宴会。
He has a great ceremony.
他就站起来了。
And he stands up.
他就宣布了。
And he declares.
他说我儿子现在终于长大了。
My son has finally grown up.
他不再是奴隶里面
的一个。No longer one amongst slaves.
现在我把他放在儿子的地位。
Now I put him in the position of son.
从此他能管。他能管理我所有的财产。
From now he can take care of everything I have.
这叫什么？
What does that
这叫儿子的名分。
That is sonship.
他本来有儿子的生命。
Before he had the life of a son.
起初还幼小，就像奴隶一样。
He was very small, like a slave.
他长大了。
But when he grew up,
结果就有儿子的名分。
He has sonship.
所以弟兄姊妹，因着儿子的名分的灵在我们里面。
Because we have the spirit of sonship.
不是指的生命的灵啊。
It's not the spirit of life.
而那个生命会长大的。
It's a life that will grow.
这个叫做儿子名分的灵。
That is the spirit of sonship.
到了有一天，感谢主。
One day,
我们的基督里面成熟了。
In Christ we are mature.
真是遍满地面。
And then we have
生养众多。
We fruitful and multiply.
我们也向上建造。
And then we grow upward.
那请我们记得。
Let's remember.
在这个时候。
This time,
你看见吗？因着我们成熟了
，because we are mature，
虽然不是所有的弟兄姊妹
，even though it might not be all brothers and sisters，
就是因为你们成熟了
，but because you have matured，
神就宣布说，那个整个那里的教会是成熟的。
God declares that because of you, that entire church is mature，
这样主得出个荣耀的教会。
Then he will gain a glorious church。
你只要看见那些得胜者摆在空中
，when you see the overcomers displayed in the heaven，
你知道一件事
，you know one thing，
他们成熟了
，they have matured，
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
就好像毕业典礼。
It's like a graduation ceremony.
虽然他在大学里面常常重修好几次的课。
Even though maybe someone failed many courses.
还有失败，不知道读了多少年。
And maybe had extra years of study.
但有一天。
But one day.
当这些人摆在这个毕业典礼的讲台上面的时候。
So when these people are displayed on the podium when they're graduating.
哦，父母的心中何等的喜乐。
The parents' hearts are so joyful.
我的儿子终于长大。
My son has finally grown up.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
他得着了儿子的名分。
He has gained sonship.
所以弟兄姊妹。
现在你明白吗？ Now do you understand?
我们不是叹息吗？
Aren't we groaning?
我们不是等候主回来吗？
Aren't we waiting for his return?
主什么时候回来呢？
When will he return?
我们说主，你为什么迟延？
We say, why do you delay?
好像问题都出在主的身上。
It's as if it's his problem.
你知道不知道？
Do you know that?
当我们叹息的时候，
When we groan,
我们等主回来。
When we wait for his return,
万物叹息的时候，
When all creation groans,
他等着我们毕业。
He is waiting for us to graduate.
我们长大。
He is waiting us for to mature.
我还是四分五裂，怎么长大？
Today we are so divided. How can we grow?
撒旦在那开心。
Satan is so happy.
万物当然更叹息。
And creation has grown.
更没有希望了。
Creation is hopeless.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
看见吗？做一个基督徒。
To be a Christian.
今天基督的教会。
The church of Christ.
有何等大的影响力？
It has a very effective.
恩典，早一点的成熟。
By grace, if we are able to mature early,
就早一点的回来。
Then the Lord will come back early.
哦，亲爱的弟兄。
Brothers and sisters.
但愿主对我们的心说话。
May the Lord speak to our hearts.
你不是听见万物的叹息。
Not only do you hear the groanings of creation.
我们听见我们自己的叹息。
You hear our own groanings.
你知道不知道圣灵也为我们叹息？
You know that the Spirit groans for us as well.
我们看看我们自己吓一跳，怎么老得这么快
？If we look at ourselves, we say, "Wow, how come we're so old?"
头发白得这么快
？How come we have white hair?
怎么头发掉得这么快
？How come our hair is falling out?
吓一跳
！You get scared.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers,
圣灵今天看看你的光景，也吓一跳。
The Holy Spirit looks at you and he's scared too.
而且五年了还是个样子。
You've been saved 5 years and still the same.
了脾气还是不改变。
You've been saved 10 years and your temper is still the same.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers,
我们不应该磨成像儿子的心。
Are we to be conformed to the image of his son?
弟兄姊妹，一天到晚我们活在肉体里面。
We always live in the flesh.
保罗说身体上有皱纹。
Paul says that the man has wrinkles.
基督身体怎么会有皱纹？
How can you have wrinkles in the body?
基督身体有皱纹，就是因为我们跟随了肉体。
If there are wrinkles, that means we follow the flesh.
肉体在教会中掌权。
The flesh has dominion in the church.
教会非老不可。
And then the church will age.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
圣灵看看我们的情形。
When the Holy Spirit looks at our condition,
看看每一个教会。
When he looks at every church,
圣灵不能不叹息。
He cannot help but groan.
不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
圣经告诉我们，圣灵用说不出来的话来叹息。
He groans with too deep for words.
我们不会说话。
We don't know how to speak.
但是圣灵很会说话。
But the Holy Spirit knows how to speak.
我们不会说话，所以我们有词穷，有不会讲话的时候。
We have many times when we have silent moments we can't speak.
圣灵看一看教会今天的光景。
But when the Spirit looks at the condition of the church,
他看见什么情形？
He looks at that condition.
他看到连他的话都说不出来了。
He's speechless.
连圣灵都没有话。
Even the Holy Spirit has no words.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果你让圣灵为我们祷告。
If you allow the Holy Spirit to intercede for us.
圣灵就开始用说不来叹息为我们祷告。
He will intercede with us with groanings too deep for words.
他祷告的时候。
When he prays,
乃是根据神永远的旨意来祷告。
It's according to the eternal purpose of God.
根据以弗所第一章第三章来祷告。
According to Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
结果万事就互相效力。
And then all things work together for good.
万事互相效力。
All things work together for good.
因为圣灵为你祷告的。
Because that's the result of the Holy Spirit praying for you.
对基督徒来讲，没有 accident 就 incident.
For Christians, there are no accidents, only incidents.
没有碰巧的就是没有的。
There is nothing as such as luck. Martin Luther had a student.
他有一天很难过。
One day he was sad.
他问马丁路德，为什么我最近所做的事都不顺利呢？
He said, he told Martin Luther, why is everything going wrong?
马丁路德，你最近怎么祷告的呢？
Martin Luther asked him, how have you been praying?
他说，我最近常常祷告是主啊，愿你的旨意成就。
He told Martin Luther, I keep praying, Lord, may your will be done.
马丁路德说，对了。
Martin Luther said, yes.
你要不要主听你的祷告啊？
You want God to answer your prayer?
如果主听你的祷告，万事就互相效力啊。
If God answers your prayer, all things work together for good.
你这是最难办最难办的。
Yes, this might be the most difficult thing.
给你最好的丈夫。
And yet God gave you the best husband.
最好都是定做好的妻子。
And a custom-made wife.
定做好的儿女。
Custom-made son.
神知道你有多弯曲，像雅各一样。
God knows how crafty you are like Jacob.
结果神就安排一些拉班弯道碰到葫芦头，你更没有办法。
And then God prepares a Laban for you.
所以怎么样呢？
What do you do?
结果叫爱神的得益处。
So that all those who love him.
谁是爱神的人呢？
Who are those who love him?
乃是根据神的旨意被召的。
Those according to his purpose who are called.
神说来来来。
God says come come.
不是来上学。
Don't come to school.
来来来做什么？
Come to do what?
还有一个旨意。
He has a purpose.
他的旨意是读什么？
What is his purpose?
再读下去。
If you read.
磨成神儿子的形
象。To conform to the image of his son.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
原来神知道我们几斤几两。
God knows how much weight we have.
神知道我们不像他。
God knows we're not like him.
神知道我们在那一点太急太急。
God knows that we many times we have too
many. 神要万事互相效力。
But he makes all things work together for good.
你碰到一个难看的面孔。
When you look at a face that is not lovely.
你听见一个难听的声音。
When you hear something that's bad.
都是圣灵替你定做的。
It is all custom made by the Holy Spirit.
如果我们真的从主手中接过这些。
If we accept this from the Lord's hands,
我们就磨成神儿子的形象。
We will conform to the image of His Son.
这个形象就做性格来说。
This image speaks of character.
我们每个人信主都有基督的生命。
We all those who have been saved have the life of Christ.
这个生命一定会有一种性情。
This life has a nature.
鸡的性情是怕水。
The nature of a chicken is they are afraid of water.
鸭子不怕水。
But a duck is not afraid of water.
所以鸡碰到水就 chicken out.
So when a chicken meets water, he chickens out.
你明白吗？这是圣经。
That's his nature.
感谢主。
Thank
you. 我们有了基督的生命。
When we have the life of Christ.
那个性情，基督的性情是什么？
What is the nature?
他的温柔。
His gentleness.
他的谦卑。
His humility.
他的忍耐。
His patience.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
我们也忍耐了。
We have patience.
我们也温柔了。
We have gentleness.
因为基督的性情在我们里面。
Because his nature is in us.
但是我们有叹息。
But we have a groaning.
这个温柔来了又走了。
This gentleness comes and goes.
忍耐来了又走了。
Patience comes and goes.
巴不得我忍耐一直不走的。
We want patience to always last.
为什么？
Why?
因为这只是性情啊。
Because it's just the nature.
所以性情一定要变成性格才可以。
But the nature has to become character.
你如果把画画在碗上面。
So if you were to put a painting on a pottery.
你一擦就擦掉了。
It can be easily taken off.
但如果你把画，
wipe off.
你把画烧在那个。
But if you burn that image on the pottery,
怎么擦也擦不掉。
You can't wipe it off.
这就是十字架的工作。
That's the work of the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故，
for this reason,
我们就有了金子，
we have gold,
就有了宝石，
we have bdellium,
然后就有了珍珠，
then we have the onyx,
然后我们就能够彼此相爱，
we can love one another,
然后我们就能联谊元首基督，
we can be one in Christ,
弟兄姊妹，
to the head,
结果我们就长大了，
then we grow.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见你有一点的谦卑。
If you have a little humility,
我有一点的温柔。
I have a little gentleness.
他有一点的忍耐。
He has some patience.
等到我们聚在一起的时候，
when we gather together,
你把忍耐这些所有都加在一起，
when you add all these things together,
这就变成基督的人格。
That is the personality of Christ.
而基督的人格就是基督的形象。
And the personality of Christ is the image of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是为什么你不能不聚会呀？
That is why you can't stop meeting.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
因为你今天主在你身上的工作最多，也许是。
Maybe the work on you that Christ has in you is the patience of Christ or his love.
我年轻的有一个幻想啊。
I had a dream when I was young.
我觉得我有一天巴不得像盖恩夫人一样。
I wish I was like Madame Guillaume
one day. 在我身上有基督忍耐温柔，什么都有。
I have the patience, I have the humility and gentleness.
后来圣灵告诉我你在做梦。
And then the Bible tells me you're dreaming.
教会历史里面从来没有发生过这件事。
Nothing happened like this in church history.
你如果这样想，你完全着迷了，你自己着迷了。
If you think of this, you're misguided.
所以为什么有人说我们到时候长就变成神了？
Why do some people declare that when they grow into God?
这是你自己着迷，是不可能的事。
This is misguided.
主最多给你一点温柔或者是谦卑。
The most that the Lord will do is give you a little patience, a little humility.
但是等到全教会聚在一起的时候，
But when the entire church gathers together,
看见基督的形象，
then we can see the image of God.
他们自己彼此相爱。
Then they can love one another.
这个身体就连于基督。
And then this body is connected to that Christ.
就长大成人。
And it grows up into maturity.
弟兄姊妹，当教荣耀教会产生的时候，
when the glorious church is born,
神就把我们那个儿就把我们摆列在空中。
Then we are displayed in the heavens.
把我们放在儿子的地位上。
We are in the position of sonship.
那就是神得着荣耀教会的时候。
That is when he gains a glorious church.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
等到那一天。
That day,
就是基督回来那天。
The day that the Lord returns.
到那一天。
In that day,
我们的主要天跟地联合。
Then the heaven and earth will be connected.
死海应该是死的。
The Dead Sea should be dead.
现在逆向操作了。
But now there's the opposite reversal. Now there's life.
现在有鱼。
There's fish.
现在像加利利海一样。
Then it's like the Sea of Galilee.
万物就都复兴。
Then all creation will be restored.
最后弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
新天新地就开始。
The new heavens and the new earth begin.
什么叫新天新地？
What is the new heaven, new earth?
我们得赎的时候。
When we are redeemed.
什么叫身体得赎？
What is the redemption of the body?
我们身体穿上荣耀。
Our body is clothed with glory.
我们的主在十字架为万有都尝了死味。
Our Lord tasted death for all things.
等到有一天，
until one day,
当他叫万有在基督同归于一的时候，
when all things are summed up in Christ,
地就穿上荣耀。
Earth will be clothed in glory.
这叫做新地。
This is the new earth.
天穿上了荣耀。
Heaven is clothed in glory.
这叫做新天。
This is the new heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当我们看见我们穿上荣耀的身体，
when we see when we're clothed in glory,
我们是必朽坏的。
We are incorruptible.
是必死的。现在不死了。
We are corruptible, but now we become incorruptible.
为什么？我们穿上荣耀了。
Because we are clothed in glory.
这是我们。
This is us.
这是新造。
This is a new creation.
教会连于基督的身体。
And that is the church joined as a.
因为教会成熟的缘故。
Because the church is mature.
神说时候到了。
He says time is come.
新天新地从天而降。
New heaven and new earth will come down.
所以到处充满了荣耀。
It's full of glory.
弟兄们明白吗？
Do you understand?
地是荣耀的。
earth is glory.
天也是荣耀的。
Heaven is glory.
为什么？
Why?
我们的主就是天梯。
Our Lord is that heavenly ladder.
这一回让天跟地紧紧的相连。
Heaven and earth are tightly connected.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
不只有伊甸园。
Not only Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园上面有耶路撒冷。
On top of Garden of Eden, we have Jerusalem.
你怎么形容新耶路撒冷？
How do you describe New Jerusalem?
当你看见新地的时候。
When you see the new earth.
圣经怎么说？
What does the Bible say?
看啊。
Behold,
帐幕在人间。
He tabernacles among men.
整个的耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷就是那个帐幕。
The entire New Jerusalem is that tabernacle.
要擦干我们的眼泪。
He wipes away our tears.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个人不是以色列。
This man is not Israel.
这些人就是亚当这些人。
This man is of the Adamic race.
在上面主恩待我们。
Let us be the Lord gracious.
这就是我们的主怎样，神怎样借着基督。让万有同归于。
And this is how God, through Christ, gathers together in one all things.
最后结束的时候，我要讲这句话。
Before we end, I'd like to say one more thing.
你们如果看你们的手册的话
，If you read your handbook,
我们三个讲员是分工的，每个人负责一部分。
All three of us, all three main speakers, have different responsibilities.
我的题目是国度在万有里同归于。
My theme, sub theme, is the kingdom.As it relates to gathering together in one, all,
当初,
in one, all things in Christ.
当初我主要讲这个题目的时候,
when I was, the Lord was telling me to speak on this thing,
我就顺服他,
I was obedient.
所以从这个顺服里面, 那么主就给了一些话。
So through this obedience, the Lord gave me some words.
但有一件稀奇的事,
but one thing quite amazing.
我知道这些是主给的,
but I know that this is what the Lord gave.
但是在我整篇的信息里面，这三天的信息里面
，But in my entire three messages，
你听不见一句国度
，You didn't hear the single mention of kingdom，
你也听不见一件天国
，You didn't hear anything about the kingdom of heaven。
我相信是圣灵做的
，But I do believe that's what the Holy Spirit
does。当你读以斯帖记的时候
，When you read Esther，
你看不见神
，You don't see God。
这个字。
The word God.
但到处你都看见神的时候
But you see God everywhere.
你读路德记的时候
When you read Ruth.
你看不见爱那个字
You don't see the word love.
特别是这个这个特别是路德跟波阿斯中间那个爱
And the love between Ruth and Boaz.
但到处你都看见那个爱
But you see love everywhere.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and
sisters. 当我结束这个交通的时候
When I finish my sharing,
也许你从来没有听见国度这个字。
Maybe you didn't hear the word kingdom.
但是巴不得主用这些话。
But may the Lord use these words.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
什么叫做国度？
What is the kingdom?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神创造天和地。
When God created the heavens and the earth.
原文神创造诸天和地。
He created the
heavens and the earth.
The heavens and the earth.
那不要忘记，什么叫天国？马太福音的天国是怎么讲的呢？
What is the kingdom of heaven in Matthew?
The kingdom of heavens.
The kingdom of heavens.
是诸天的国。
The kingdom of heavens.
你怎么明白它？
How do you understand?
如果我们回到这一次所交通的，
If we are to return to what we shared,
我们不只明白神永远的旨意。
Not only do we understand the eternal
purpose, 我们现在才知道。
Now we know.
为什么在马太福音里面
？We know in Matthew.
主一再讲天国，天国。
He speaks on the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of heaven.
而教会只提过两次。
And then church is only mentioned twice.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers,
为什么
？Why?
因为这和神永远的旨意连在一起。
This is connected with the eternal purpose.
所以但愿主对我们的心说。
May the Lord speak to our hearts.
对不起，今天我第一次犯规，多用了十分钟。
I this is the first time I made a mistake. I went more than 10 minutes.
你们没有同意，我就跟你借过来了。
So I have, even though you did not agree, I borrowed the time from you.
保证我不还给你们。
And I'm not going to return that time to you.
好，我们低头一个简单。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话再交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit these words back into your hands.
如果你觉得好，使用这些话。
If you find them useful, please use them.
如果你觉得不好，就叫人忘记这些话。
Lord, if you don't think they are edifying, Lord, make the brothers and sisters forget these words.
如果你觉得好，就继续使用这些话。
If these words are good, use these words.
在美国用这些话。
Use these words in the United States.
在台湾用这些话。
Use these words in Taiwan.
在新加坡用这些话。
Use these in Singapore.
在加拿大用这些话。
Use these in Canada.
在澳洲用这些话。
Use these words in Australia.
也在中国大陆用这些话。
Use these words in mainland China.
不管我们在什么地方。
No matter where we are.
如果你觉得好的话。
If you find these words.
你使用这些话。
Use these words.
你祝福这些话。
Bless these words.
但愿你的话能遍满地面。
May your word fill the entire.
我们相信，当天国的福音传遍天下的时候。
When the gospel of the kingdom is preached.
你就要回来。
You are to return.
你就要使天上地上所有的要在你里面同归于尽。
So that all things will be summed up in you.
我们把荣 荣耀爱戴都归给你。
We give you all the glory and honor.
我们求你的祝福归给你儿女。
We ask for the blessings upon your people.
羞辱归给他。
Shame to Satan.
把荣耀爱戴都归给你。
Glory and love unto you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.